This study examining the county-level relationship between life expectancy and social determinants of health was conducted while I was doing post-baccalaureate research at Morehouse College, working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the Office of Minority Health and Health Equity. I would like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Sonia Hutchins, Kamara Jones, and Jesse Hood for their assistance and guidance. I would also like to say that I have no financial relationship to this project, and that my findings are those of mine and not necessarily and do not necessarily represent the views of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As this audience knows, factors that influence health are complex and they interact with one another. The World Health Organization defines health as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. As such, a number of factors influence health, such as the social and physical environment, individual behaviors, and healthcare and genetics. This study focuses on how social environment impacts health, giving rise to differences in health inequities. Life expectancy was examined because it's a major measure of the health status for a nation. For instance, Healthy People 2020, an evidence-based 10-year health agenda for the nation, uses life expectancy as a measure to measure the progress of the health status of the United States. In 2011, the United States was ranked next to last of the top 35 countries. The average life expectancy for the United States was 78.5 years. Most of the countries were in similar economic groupings as the United States. To examine why the United States' life expectancy was so low, we examined the relationship between social determinants of health at the county level. Social determinants of health were chosen because both Healthy People 2020 and the World Health Assembly call for reducing health inequities through the action of social determinants of health. Healthy People 2020 defines social determinants of health as the conditions in which people live, learn, work, and play. Healthy People 2020, as mentioned previously, uses life expectancy as a measure of the nation's health status, along with the leading causes of death, incidence and prevalence of infectious and non-communicable diseases, conditions, and behaviors. In addition, the World Health Assembly in 2009 passed a resolution to reduce health inequities through the action of social determinants of health. During a World Health Conference in October of 2011, the United States and other member countries pledged to reduce health disparities using the social determinants of health approach. A key action discussed at the World Health Conference was to monitor health inequities and assess the policies for improving health. Since policies are operationalized at the county level, our objective was to evaluate the relationship between life expectancy and social determinants of health at the county level. An ecological study was conducted looking at all 3,141 counties and county equivalents. And our study compared the across the United States the average life expectancy from birth with select social determinants of health. The data source was a 2009 Community Health Status Indicators Report, which is a collection of nationally available data, which includes indicators from at county level across from various federal data sources. Statistical methods used were correlation and multivariate linear regression, and they were done using EpiInfo as well as SAS. The health outcome examined was the 1997 through 2001 average life expectancy from birth in years, which was estimated from five-year age-specific mortality rates. The social determinants of health and social indicators examined were from the 2008 census data, and they include the percentage of individuals living below the federal poverty level, the percentage of adults aged 25 years or older with no high school diploma, the percentage of white Americans in the county, and the percentage of African Americans in the county. Other health status indicators found significantly associated with life expectancy in the data set were examined in multivariate analysis, and they were 1996 to 2005 all-cause death and homicide rates from vital statistics, and 2000 through 2006 self-reported health prevalence of hypertension, obesity, and diabetes from the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. A Of all 3,141 counties in the United States, we found in 2008 a median size of the United States resident population to be more than 25,000 individuals, ranging from 42 to nearly 10 million. Social indicators varied by county. One half of the counties had a resident population 60% or more aged 19 through 64, 14% or more of the population living below the federal poverty level, 19% or more of adults aged 25 years or older without a high school diploma, 93% or more of the population consisting of white Americans, and 2% or more of African Americans residing in a county. Health status indicators also varied by county. The median life expectancy was 77 years, 76.9 years from 1999 through 2001, and 1.6 years lower than the average U.S. life expectancy in 2011, which was 78.5 years. The range was 67 years to 81 years. The median death due to all causes was 1,137 deaths per 100,000 in a population, and the largest death rate was threefold that at 3,371 deaths per 100,000 in the population. The prevalence of one half of the counties was 26% for hypertension, 24% for obesity, and 8% or more for diabetes. Looking at the correlation between life expectancy and the percentage of individuals living below the federal poverty level, we found a negative correlation between the percentage of individuals living below the federal poverty level and life expectancy. That is, as the amount of people living below the federal poverty level increased, we found a negative correlation, a strong negative correlation with life expectancy. The same is true for the percentage of individuals 25 years or older living in a county without a high school diploma. And we also found similar results for the percentage of African Americans in a county. However, when we looked at the percentage of white Americans in a county, we found a positive relationship between average life expectancy and the percentage of white Americans in a county. That is, as the percentage of white Americans in a county increases, so does the average life expectancy within that county. To examine these relationships further, we examined a correlation between life expectancy and racial composition by stratifying by poverty and educational attainment, indicators that had the strongest correlation with average life expectancy. Poverty is shown in this slide. As a percentage of a county's population increased, as shown by the quartiles, the stronger the negative or positive correlation with life expectancy and racial composition. For example, our analysis of counties with the largest quartile, those with greater than 18.3% of the population living below the federal poverty level, we found the strongest negative correlation between life expectancy and the percentage of African Americans in that county. And similarly, looking at white Americans, we found the strongest positive association between life expectancy. Similarly, as a percentage without a high school diploma in a county increased, the stronger the correlation with life expectancy and racial composition. We found that counties with greater than 25.8% of adults without a high school diploma, the strongest negative correlation between life expectancy and the percentage of African Americans with an R value of negative 0.54, and the strongest positive correlation with average life expectancy and the percentage of white Americans with the R value of positive 0.49. To examine if these indicators were independently associated with average life expectancy, we evaluated them using two multivariate models. The multivariate models were fitted using backwards elimination and tested for multicollinearity using condition indices and variance decomposition proportions, adjusting for confounding and covariates. The first model is shown in this slide, and it includes social indicators only. White Americans was dropped out of this model due to multicollinearity. The remaining social indicators in the model were all negatively associated with life expectancy, as shown by the beta parameter, or the slope of the linear relationship, the percentage of individuals living below the federal poverty level, the percentage of individuals without a high school diploma, as well as the percentage of African Americans in the county. The association of poverty, educational attainment, with life expectancy across counties was modified by African-American composition, as shown by the positive beta parameters, or the slope of the linear relationship in the interaction terms. That is to say, as the percentage of individuals either living below the federal poverty level increased, or the percentage of individuals without a high school diploma increased, so did the composition of African-Americans within that county. In the second or full model shown in this slide, the association between life expectancy and social indicators and significant health status indicators, or the beta parameters, positive educational attainment and African American composition in the counties were all still negatively associated with life expectancy, and the association of poverty, educational attainment, and diabetes were all modified by the African American composition. Also, the prevalence of high blood pressure across counties was negatively associated with life expectancy. However, this was independent of all other indicators in the model. This study was subject to the following limitations. Association was only examined and not causation because most of the data came from cross-sectional studies. There was an inability to examine county-level expectancy, life expectancy past 2001, and there was an underestimate of the population with no high school diploma. No assessment of the relationship between life expectancy and other racial and ethnic minority populations, and there is an inability to adjust for the white composition or other indicators. The strengths: this was a national survey or study that looked at all 3,141 U.S. counties and county equivalents, and we were able to adjust for effect modifiers and confounders. And the findings were also consistent with other studies looking at individuals, populations, as well as countries. In conclusion, county-level educational attainment, poverty, and racial composition were all moderately to strongly associated with county-level life expectancy. Low educational attainment, poverty, and a larger percentage of African Americans in the population were linked with a lower life expectancy. And a larger white American population was linked with a longer average life expectancy. Strong negative associations persisted when adjusted for social and health indicators. African-American composition modified most of these associations. Counties with the longest life expectancy need to be examined further to identify their unique educational, economic, social, physical, environmental, and health care policy structures and resources and investments, which may explain why we see longer life expectancy in these. Thank you. And if anyone has any questions...